The words of our text for today are written in the Gospel according to, the book of Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 8, where it says, Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Life means constant change. We're not the same as we were 10 years ago, and we won't be the same 10 years from now. But one thing that doesn't change is our Savior. One who doesn't change is our Savior, Jesus Christ. He remains the same. And because He remains the same, we have forgiveness in Him that doesn't change. Everyone needs forgiveness. The Bible says there's not a man upon earth so righteous that he does only good and doesn't sin. Sin results in death. Our evil words, our evil thoughts, our evil deeds deserve God's everlasting punishment. God is holy and righteous. He hates sin. He says the wages of sin is death. A person can try his best to undo the bad things he's done and try his best to reform his life, and this doesn't help him attain forgiveness. Thank God that forgiveness has been earned for us all. Jesus, God's Son, came to earth, became our brother, fulfilled all the commandments in our stead, and went to the cross at Calvary, bearing the sins of the whole world, and suffered the punishment that we deserved, earned forgiveness for us all. This is something that doesn't change. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so is the forgiveness that He's earned for us. Some people, Christians, say, but it bothers me that I still commit sin. I do things I don't want to do, and I leave things undone that I should have done. Perhaps God's patience has come to an end as far as I'm concerned. But we can answer them by saying, because Jesus does not change, His forgiveness remains the same. And we repent of our sins through the power of the Holy Ghost and ask for forgiveness. That forgiveness is there for us. When we receive it with faith, we can be assured that our sins are forgiven. Because Jesus is the same today and forever, He is also our constant protection. We live in this world and we're faced with trials, temptations, storms of life assail us. But we can be assured that because Jesus doesn't change, remain the same, He'll be with us, protect us all the way. He will be in the ship, and although it'll seem to us that He's sleeping, that'll not be the case. He knows all our trials and temptations. He promised to be with us till the end of the world, and we can rely on that promise. And finally, because Jesus is the same and doesn't change, we can be assured that we have the gift of eternal life. Some people are very disturbed when they think of the fact that their bodies will one day change to dust. But Luther says, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is everlasting life. And this is our comfort as Christians. Some people say no one can be sure that they'll reach heaven. They may hope to reach heaven, but they can't be sure. A person who thinks like that is actually trusting in himself and not in the promise of Scripture. Christ says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And that promise will hold true. When our earthly life comes to an end, and we're trusting in Christ as our Savior, we can be sure that we will enter the gates of heaven and can spend eternity with Christ our Savior in eternal bliss. Amen.